Elizabeth and Elizabeth, written by Sue Williams and read by Evelyn Benedict.
Betsy Macquarie, 31st December 1809, Sydney.
Oh my lord, I'm going to be sick. That stink, it's like a punch to the gut.
My eyes are beginning to water and I feel the bile rise in my throat. I tighten my grip on my husband's arm, lift my skirts and try to pin a smile on my face. First impressions are important. It would never do for the new First Lady of the colony of New South Wales to step ashore and immediately sink to the ground retching. There are rows and rows of officials standing in the hot noon sun in Sydney town waiting to greet us. Behind them, the crowd is 10 deep either side, shouting greetings and waving and yelling. As we make our way slowly forward, shuffling through the stifling heat, I can see a slash of red uniforms and glitter of gold braid in amongst them.
There are cries of "God save the King!" and "Huzzah!"
I wasn't sure what kind of reception we would meet, but they sound keen to see their new governor and his wife. I nod to them, smile sweetly and wave back. But it's an effort. The light is so sharp and harsh, unlike anything I've ever experienced before, almost blinding. Already I have a pounding headache. I've waited for this moment so long, dreamed of it, prepared for it, I can hardly believe it's finally here. But it is. And it is nothing like I expected. I can feel a gentle touch from Lachlan on my hand and I smile up at him gratefully. He knows I am nervous and he's trying to reassure me in his own quiet way. He probably thinks I'm anxious about the crowds and their scrutiny of us, particularly of him, an unknown quantity. In truth, I'm worried about a whole lot more, of which most he would have absolutely no clue. But Lachlan is walking Ram Road straight, like the good soldier he's always been. He'll be smelling that same foul smell and feeling a little overwhelmed by the crowd, just like me, but he's showing few signs of any of it. The only outward hint of discomfort I can see is sweat glistening on his forehead. He must be suffering from the heat inside that stiff new uniform. I only just resist the temptation to blot his brow with my handkerchief. He carries on regardless, shaking all the hands reaching out to him and saluting the army officers, making it clear he's in charge. I have to make a good impression too. This feels like my first real test. I can't afford to let him down.